Hey you, and welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. With me today is going to be Constantine Morun, and he is going to be dropping gems. So I hope you catch what he lays down. But before we dive into the content that he's going to share with us, I want to share a little bit about his background so you could connect with him. So Constantine is a passionate advocate of personal growth, self-discovery, and professional development with over 15 whopping years of experience. Through his journey from a fear-ridden man hiding his authentic self to embracing vulnerability and authenticity, Constantine demonstrates that self-discovery can unlock the keys to personal and professional success. As a holistic life empowerment mentor, he inspires and empowers individuals on their unique journeys towards growth and self-discovery throughout both his professional and personal life, as well as his podcast, Unleash Thyself. Integrating his passion for technology, spirituality, and mentorship, Constantine helps individuals unlock their full potential. I'm going to say it again, y'all, full potential, fostering a positive impact on the world around them. His mission centers on personal growth, spirituality, and self-discovery, dedicated to uplifting and empowering every member. So, audience, be ready to dive in to get his humble and sincere insights. Are you ready, Constantine? Come on down.
I'm so ready, Jenna says. Thank you so much for the beautiful introduction. And I'm so excited to be here to talk with you and share this beautiful space with your audience as well.
My pleasure. And with you being a fellow podcaster, I like to do things a little bit differently. So I want to give you the opportunity to allow yourself to have a fun time connecting with the audience in a fun and personal manner. So would you rather a 10 question rapid fire game or an icebreaker?
I love both of those. Let's do the 10 questions.
Okay, y'all, here we go. We're playing rapid fire with Constantine and Genesis. Do, 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 do. Question numero uno. What other language, if any, do you speak?
I speak Romanian, which is my native language, and a bit of Spanish as well.
Okay. Tu hablas español, más o menos? Poquito. Question number two. Say one phrase in Romanian that you think everybody should learn when they visit your country.
Great question. Mulțumesc mult, which is thank you very much. You will see a lot of kind people when you visit. They'll offer you lots of things. Just say thank you and accept the gift.
Okay, and teach us thank you one more time, slowly though.
Yes, mulțumesc. That's thank you.
Mulțumesc.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, question three. If you had 72 hours to trade places with someone else, would you trade places or remain yourself?
Oh, wow. I would say I would trade places because it would give me an opportunity to learn so much more and have a different perspective on life that I would think it would bring so much to my own growth.
I like that. Question four, follow up to that. Who would you trade places with? Past or present?
I knew that was coming. The first name that comes to mind would be Tony Robbins. I don't know why, but his name comes up.
Question five. Name one crazy thing that you have done in your life, but it actually built character. And it may not have been crazy. It could have been adventurous.
Well, I went to Ecuador by myself for 3 weeks last year and visited the country, and also went into a retreat in the Andes Mountains, 10,000 feet, knowing no one. Of course, I did my research, but it was fairly crazy in the perspective of, well, myself and many others around me.
Wow, I like that. But you learned something, though.
Oh, my God. I learned so much, Genesis, so much.
Question six. You get 3 random acts of kindness per day. Let's not limit it to 3, except right now. What would your 3 be for today?
Yeah, definitely put a smile on my face whenever I walk out, whenever I interact with people, that brights up my day, brights up their day. Pay it forward, maybe buy a cup of coffee for someone or open a door even, right? Something simple. And then just be kind to everyone I encounter in the day. Live from a place of love, not a place of fear.
7, what is one quote you live by that picks you up when you may be feeling blue?
Great question. There's a few. One that comes to mind, and it doesn't necessarily pick me up per se, but it does kick me into gear. It's a quote that put me on this path, and it goes something like this. My definition of hell is waking up on my last day on earth and meeting the person I could have been.
I like that because I say something similar, but I tell people you don't want your dreams to end up in the graveyard because you were too afraid to ignite them here on earth.
Yes, I love that one too. Absolutely love that.
Question 8. So if you've ever had those off days, have you seen those rooms where you go in and smash something? Are you going to be the one smashing something or are you going to be the one putting things together? Which one are you?
Both, but I'll start with smashing some stuff because I do know that a lot of us have anger that builds up from everyday life and we need avenues to release that. Otherwise, it builds up like a volcano and then we explode. I know that's the case for me, so I would want to smash some things and then, of course, put some together later.
Love it. Yep. Authenticity right there, y'all, because I'm going to be smashing some things too. 9. Would you rather a dream car or dream home? Or heck, go big and have both.
I would say a dream home because it gives you, well, I mean, it allows you to do a lot more with it, right? You leave your day in a home. For someone like me that works from home, I would spend so much more time in it. That's what I would have all my friends, all my family in, coming and visiting and spending time. So yeah, I would say definitely home over car.
Okay. Practical, y'all. And 10, it is our pass or play question. And here are the rules. If you pass, I roll to reverse and you ask me a question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are you passing or playing?
I'll pass.
Okay. What's your question?
So Genesis, my question to you is this. It's simple. If you could go back in time to when you first embarked on this beautiful journey of entrepreneurship, your podcast, and you could give your younger self one piece of advice to get things really kicked off into gear, what would it be?
I would have definitely, if hindsight was 2020, I would have definitely recorded some of my dad's wisdoms because this podcast was started after my dad passed away. So since he is the conduit behind the show, just having his little wisdom clips to kind of interject whenever a subject matter comes up where I could hear him like, see, I told you. I could have been like, this is what daddy told me, but I did not listen back then. But here we go.
Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah, my dad was from Curaçao, so right off the tip of Venezuela. And my mom is Caribbean, so. But my mom is still living, so maybe I could convince her to, like, be his other half and put those nuggets in, because they were married for, it would have been 32 years this year if my dad was still alive. So they've missed two to three anniversaries, because it'll be 3 years since my dad passed. So, yeah, thank you for asking that. And you listeners, I hope you have learned something about Constantine, personally and professionally. Now we're going to kick this into your drive and drive on down to the things he's passionate about, which is the work that he's doing around personal development, self-empowerment. And in order to have personal development and self-empowerment, I think part of that is being aware of your mental health. So Constantine, what made you go down the path that you are on today? What was that point in your life where you said, you know what, I'm going to focus on these areas because this has happened to me?
Yeah, that's a great question, Genesis. And for me, it really kicked into gear about 6 years ago when I was going through a separation from my ex-wife, but we still stayed friends. But we went on a separate path to try to become a better version of ourselves and find our own self, so to speak. And at the same time is when I joined Microsoft as a customer success manager, as someone that would work with customers and try to help them solve their problems. And what I realized when I joined an organization of the size of Microsoft, full of top performers, is that I had to really step up my game when it came to my own personal and professional growth. And that's when I stumbled upon amazing mentors, as well as content around growth mindset. And it allowed me to put things in perspective and realize that some of the things that I was still carrying with me from my childhood, from my time when I grew up in Eastern Europe during the communist era, they were more fixed in mindset and they were holding me back. So I'll say that full journey started into high gear, like you like to put it, about 6 years ago. And ever since, it's been evolving and evolving. And they really, really went into high gear about a year and a half ago, right around the time when I mentioned I went to Ecuador for that mental health retreat that I took. I took 3 weeks sabbatical and I went on this journey to discover myself. Who am I inside? Because I've always been a child and a person asking the big question, why am I here? And to me, it never made sense that we are on this earth to just repopulate, raise a few kids, and then pass on, right? I always felt there's something more out there for each and every one of us.
Wow, that is so insightful. And the reason why I said it's insightful is because this started 6 years ago out of something that would have broken somebody, a divorce, but then you also found yourself like separating from the woman that you love and spending however much time you spent to adopting a new field, going to Microsoft, customer service manager. And then a year ago, when you went on this self-discovery to Ecuador, where you knew nobody or anything like that. So you could see how 6 years plus a year ago really helped you go through your own metamorphosis in a sense. So out of the bad and the good, I'm going to just say the good, the bad, and the ugly. What was the hardest thing that you endured during that time? Because you said you had to look within yourself, and looking within yourself was like childhood, whether that was like mental things you went through, maybe if you had some imposter syndrome in there, which I abbreviate as IS, maybe just some old paradigms that you had to shift in order for the new to emerge.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So many of those, Genesis, so many of those. And I'm still unpacking the layers. One thing I would like to emphasize is that even though I've made tremendous progress in the last 6 years, but even more so in the last 12 to 15 months, there's so much more to continue growing, right? There's so much I can't wait to learn and so much to unpack and so much to grow into. And I enjoy the journey so much more these days when I understand that it's not about the destination anymore, right? It's about this beautiful journey, every step of the way, enjoying that moment. And that's one of the paradigms I had to shift from, this idea that the goal was the big bang, right? Like that's what you wanted to get to. And then when you got there, it was like this excitement and you became joyful and you became fulfilled. And I realized that that was never the case. I had big goals in life. I achieved them. And when I got there, it brought temporary happiness, temporary joy and fulfillment, but it wasn't everlasting. Same as chasing the American dream and achieving the American dream. And then you realize, wait a second, money, a big house, a big car doesn't bring you happiness. So that paradigm shift was immense for me because it allowed me to now realign my thoughts around, okay, well, if that doesn't bring me happiness, what does? And I've realized that it's all about following one's heart, finding out your why, finding out your purpose in life. And each of us called it differently, right? When I joined Microsoft, one of the things I stumbled upon and I'm so grateful for is this book by Simon Sinek, because he gave a presentation at Microsoft and his book is Finding Your Why. So he guides you through why it's important to look for that and how to find it. And I started that process 6 years ago, but it wasn't until last year when I truly understood what my why was.
Wow. And that's powerful. And I'm going to hone in there because, you know, when we grow up as children, sometimes we think our why is what our parents and society has interjected onto us, because so many times people ask us, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? But they never take time to stop and reinvent it and say, who do you want to be when you grow up? And the who is tied to your purpose. It's tied to your why. And it's tied to your personal mission for existence here on earth. So sometimes we get so caught up in doing the mundane things, chasing the, like the song says, money, cars, clothes, you could have it all. And really, is that really having it all if you have the material things, but you're empty inside and you're doing things for validation from external forces? No, you may have it all material wise, but what happens when those material things get tarnished and they're no longer valuable? Then you don't quote unquote have it all. You just have a figment of it, which is the figment that people want you to believe because that's what makes them happy. But that's not what makes you happy because you feel that emptiness and that void inside. Would you agree with those sentiments, Constantine?
Yes, Genesis, so much, 100%. And I don't get me wrong. I mean, I was there myself not that long ago, right? Mm-hmm. Bought a fancy car, the big house, and I thought that would make me happy. Yeah, sure, it made me happy in the short term, but it did leave that void. It leave that emptiness. And it was like, why am I not happy? On the outside, it looks amazing. I have a beautiful family, the American dream. I have all of these things. People think I should be happy. People are envious in a way. They're like, oh, I want, you know, Constantine's life. But yet I don't feel that inside. And that's what put me, again, on this path to try to find what it is that would bring me joy and fulfillment.
Yes. It goes back to what Drizzy Drake says. I just want to be successful. It's like, I want the money, the cars, the clothes, the girls. You could have it all. Yeah, I could have it all. But what happens when I lose myself in those things? And I think that's where personal development comes into. And you personally going on this journey. And the journey is not for anyone else to interject. It is for you to really take time away from the noise, take time away from the critics, take time away from things that are pulling you apart from something you know you were destined to do, but maybe you're afraid to walk down that element. And I think that's where you come in, where you help individuals rediscover who is it that you are at the core and how do we pull it out of the core, take it out from internally, manifest it externally to get you to live life holistically. And whether that's mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, you have to be firing on all cylinders in order to really solidify who you are as an individual that encompasses your purpose, your value, and your why. And once you know your why and who you are, no one in hell can stop you, in my opinion.
Oh, you're 100% right. It's absolutely like that. And in my experience, at least, in my personal experience, the experience of those that I've been able to help or just coexist with in my life, because finding that why, finding that purpose, it's usually revolving around things that you've already been doing in your life, but maybe taking for granted or not stopping and paying too much attention to. Like for me, to find my why, it took a bit of time. I had to go digging deep and I could say, okay, what made me joyful in my youth, right? When I was a young child, but then also in my teenage years and then in my 20s. And what I realized was that whenever I would learn something and share with people, which is something I love to do ever since I was a young child, you know, started with soccer and other games, I was feeling like $1 million because I would help someone, but in giving back, in the teaching, I would also get so much more. I would get new ideas. I would learn myself. I would be challenged. And then when I realized it, I'm like, okay, so how can I do more of that in my life without turning my life upside down, without doing that 180 degree, quit my job, leave my family, leave my friends, and then just go do this? Because I feel like a mistake that, not necessarily a mistake, but something that social media promotes a lot is like, oh, once you find what's in your heart, once you find your why, just toss everything else out and go for it. And while that may work for a few people, in my experience, it's going to leave a lot more people unsatisfied and maybe far from reaching their goals because now they've alienated other people in their life. They don't have an income anymore. And it's not easy to just, again, switch up your life 180% on a whim.
Yeah, and I would definitely say it takes baby steps because I would second what you said because a lot of people are putting those false narratives out there because they think it's a one-stop shop or a one-size-fits-all when in actuality, it's not. And I think what you're saying is also going to go into vulnerability, because we have to get those individuals to be vulnerable in certain areas in order for that vulnerability to really leverage that authenticity where they're not living in the limelight of others. So when you're helping these individuals, how do you get them to really tap into their vulnerable self where they're looking at themselves without the blinders?
Yeah, that's a great question, Genesis. And it all starts for me with asking the right questions. One thing I've learned in my life is that if you have a conversation with someone and you listen to them first, and then you just probe with questions, you can help them get their own answers pretty quickly. And that comes from a place of where ideally you're not judgmental of whatever situation they're in, and you're not trying to impose your opinions or your advice or your tools onto them, but more come from a place of like, let's say, Genesis, you tell me, you know, I'm struggling to be authentic at work and show my true self because I'm afraid people will judge me. And then I may ask you, okay, so why are you afraid they will judge you? And then we go a bit deeper. And then I will ask you, okay, can we look at some examples of where you were authentic? Maybe you didn't even realize it, but you were, and people didn't judge you, right? So now we're breaking it apart, because what's happening within our mind is that we work with the subconscious a lot, meaning that a lot of the things we do or we believe in our life, they're not necessarily coming from our conscious mind. They're coming from all those limiting beliefs and lessons we learned much earlier in life. And they're dictating a lot of our life, and we don't even realize it at times. So it's all about bringing awareness to what's potentially there and what we want to work on. And it starts with asking questions. And if you don't have a mentor in your life that can ask you those questions, you can start by asking yourself those questions. So let's say I have a belief, or I talk to myself and say, I can't believe I'm so lazy today, or I'm such a procrastinator, or I'm so stupid because I've done something. Catch yourself right away and then find proof that that's not the case. So if I say I'm a procrastinator all the time, well, is there proof out there that I'm not a procrastinator? Well, yeah, yesterday I worked 12 hours and the day before I worked 14 hours and I was on time and I did all this and this and this. And now you're reframing your mind and reframing those limiting beliefs and your subconscious, so you can start finding those places that no longer align, or I said places, but it's more like things that are not aligned with your heart anymore, and you can change them so you can become that better version of yourself.
Yeah, and if you need to, y'all, I would say write it down. Just have a mind mapping session and brainstorming session, and do it in an area with no distractions, and write down all the things that come up in your head, and do it for 10 minutes. Then the next 10 minutes, I want you to key in and focus on what you wrote down. And then ask yourself, is this true or is this false? And if it's true, then build upon it. If it's false, cross it out and interject the new narrative. Say the things that are going right in your life and that are positive, and counteracting what you just wrote down. And just practice this over time. And I would say do it daily, because it takes about 60 to 90 days for a habit to really form and stick. And then you will start to see how you are slowly scrubbing away, or like I would say, deprogramming, in order to reprogram and rewire yourself in order to unleash thyself, as Constantine will say. And that's a plug for his show. Because we have to really unleash ourselves from the mental bondages that we have. And the mental bondages can be the mindsets that is causing us to live in fear, causing us to have those limiting beliefs, causing us to doubt who we are, causing us to shy away from our purpose because we're too afraid to walk it out. And I like to say, faith without faith the size of a mustard seed can truly move mountains. So find a mantra where it would encourage you to take that first step, that first leap, or that first jump in order for you to no longer be a chicken, but soar like an eagle.
Yes. Beautiful.
I love songs, all types of songs and genre. So sometimes I'll put those analogies in there because I think it's going to help you if you catch my drift.
Absolutely, Justice. And I love that. And you touched on something, well, on many things that are important, but one in particular. You said, find a place with no distractions. And one of the things I've realized in my journey so far is that, of course, we are so easily distracted these days. We all have a device somewhere near us. So when there's a bit of downtime, we generally jump on the device right away. And what it does, unfortunately, it doesn't allow you to be with yourself. And as cliche as the sound, that's when you can do work. That's when ideas can come up. That's when you can actually see those things that Genesis just mentioned, which is like, what are those thoughts that keep coming up in my mind, true or not true, and start challenging them. And when I started giving myself more time in the morning and at night and in the middle of the day to either meditate or just sit with myself or do whatever practice that comes up, maybe a breathing exercise or a speaking exercise, my entire world shifted. Because more ideas came up, it allowed me to sit with emotions that in the past for decades I would bury deep down. It allowed me to do so much more. So if there's one thing you take away from this beautiful conversation, is the idea of finding some time for yourself that's devoid of any distractions so you can spend the time and work on yourself. Because no one else will work on you, and they can't even if they wanted to. You are the only one that can work on yourself.
And another thing I'll add to that as a part of personal development before I throw you the audible is think about personal development as this: being a better version of yourself on a daily basis. Yes, today is here, but tomorrow will come. And tomorrow you should forget about the past and work on what you have in the moment. Carpe diem, seize the day and say, yeah, I didn't hit all my milestones yesterday, but today's a new day and I'm going to flourish. I'm going to thrive and I'm going to do the darn thing. So just see that as a challenge for yourself to say, you know what? This is a challenge that I have. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And as the world is evolving, I'm personally going to go through my own personal growth and evolution to become the man, the woman, the whatever you identify yourself as becoming. And that's going to be personal to you. And you're going to be in competition with no one but yourself. And you're going to feel good. In order to feel good, you have to look good. In order to look good, you need to feel good. So whether you need to take time to exercise, whether you need to take time to meditate, whether you need to take time to maybe separate a little bit from people who are not building you up, maybe they're tearing you down, and kind of changing your atmosphere in order for you to tap in, do that, because that's a part of personal growth. And it's not to say that, oh, I'm on this journey, I'm better than you. No, I'm just taking some time away so I can rediscover who I am uninterrupted. And that's a part of having boundaries, y'all. So I'm going to throw you an audible, Constantine. Yep. Is there anything else that I did not ask you regarding personal development, self-improvement, or mental health that you want to interject for them to gravitate to?
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing that comes to mind right away. And we touched on this at the beginning slightly, is this idea of doing your best to come from a place of love. And when I say that usually people think of, oh, coming from a place of love towards, let's say, Genesis here or someone else in my life, but really starts with yourself. If you don't show gratitude and compassion and empathy to yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to show it to others, genuinely show it to others. So that's something I struggled with myself a lot. And I had to come in and do that work and realize that yes, mistakes happen. We can learn from them. They're gifts. We just have to open them and take the beautiful lesson out of it. And then see how we can be compassionate. Because again, yes, I'll be procrastinating one day more than I should maybe. I'll be slower one day than I was the week before, but that's fine. We all have those moments. Give yourself some compassion, some love, and that will fill your cup. So then when you start overflowing, then everyone else will benefit from you.
Yes. And one thing that you could do, y'all, by listening to this is grab your arms, wrap them around yourself, and give you a big hug and snug yourself tight. Because if no one gives you a hug, you can give yourself a hug and just feel the warmth as it radiates throughout your body. Inhale, exhale. whether you need to do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed, and hug yourself for about 5 to 10 minutes and be in tune with the moment. That is self-love. So, Constantine, I would love for you to tell the audience what your call to action is for them.
Yeah. My call to action to you would be simply put the distractions down for 5 minutes a day or 7 days and see what it brings to you. If you decide to meditate in those 5 minutes, if you decide to hug yourself, like Genesis just mentioned, if you decide to just do something nice for yourself, just take those 5 minutes. If you can make it 10 minutes, even better. But do it for 7 days and see what it brings in your life, because I can guarantee you, you'll be like, wow, why haven't I done this before? Why haven't I done this already? And then those 5 minutes, they'll grow to 10 minutes, they'll go to 20 minutes, half an hour a day. And you're going to see so many beautiful changes in your life and in how you treat yourself, that not only you are going to benefit from it, but everyone else around you will as well.
Yes, 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 yes. I love it. And yeah, I just heard you. You said, I don't have 5 minutes. I'm very busy. Well, you have 5 minutes when you're in the bathroom by yourself on the toilet. You have 5 minutes when you're taking a bath or a shower. Stop making excuses and make time for you. So don't tell me you don't have 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes, because no one is constantly there when we're in the bathroom or the shower, unless you are a new mama and you have those newborn duties, but you even get time to do your due in the bathroom. So that is a shameless plug. And Constantine, how can they connect with you? What's your website?
Thank you, Genesis. It's unleashthyself.com. You can find more about me, the podcast. You can find me on social media. I hang out on LinkedIn. So if you want to send me a message, Constantine Bon Morun, I have a fairly unique name, so you can easily find me. If you want to talk about anything, personal development, professional development, self-discovery, hit me up. I always love to talk to people.
And there you have it, y'all. You just heard Constantine Morun here on Gems Podcast. Make sure you unleash thyself by tapping into who you are and not what the world wants you to be. We're waiting for you to show up and pop. Prepared on purpose. That is a Genesis slogan. And my big ask is for brand sponsors. Yes, it is paid sponsorship, because it does take monetary resources to fuel the mission and movement to continue to bring you content that's educational, inspirational, and motivational, while weaving in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. All contact information will be in the show notes. So all you got to do is read, scroll on down, and tap in with these two lovely people, Constantine and Genesis, signing out with peace, love, and happy cakes. Whatever happy cakes you want, brownies, cookies, whatever floats your boat.
Thank you, Genesis. Thank you, everyone.
Be blessed, y'all.